Hello.
Hey, is this Rick?
This is Nick Johnson from Hoffman Mather. Rick actually forwarded me your contact number for the call. This is Keith, right?
Yeah, this is Keith.
Keith, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Skokie, Illinois. Hoffman Mather.
Skokie, Illinois. Yeah, what I'm looking for is I'm developing a meme coin, and the basis of the coin is that it's a coin that people can hold for their babies and save, and then also part of it is going to be some education on how to count money, how to save money, how money works, and everything like that. And so what we're wanting is a coin that we can put on a phone or an iPad that kids can, you know, go in and play games on, you know, like cash register game, like count the money and, you know, different things like that that'll be all geared toward learning how money works and how to count it and how to save it.
Mm-hmm. So how many games do you have?
I don't have any. That's what I'm saying. I want to know if anybody, you know, how we can develop these things.
Well, we can develop the games. Actually, I was asking how many games do you have in your mind? How many games do you have?
Oh, I would say probably, you know, like five or six to start off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Five or six to start off. And we have to, brainstorm together and think of some new games. Or are there any games that you already think that they can actually include in your application?
Yeah, there's some games that we can do. I mean, but, obviously I have to have, there's a bunch of games out there for this. And I want to be able to just, you know, put them in there and not link to them, but have them where the kids can play them on their iPad.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you name a few games?
Yeah, one's called the cash register game, and what it does is they show you where it hands you. You just bought something for $1.27. Somebody gives you $2. Now you've got how much change do you give them? And you hit the cash register, and you take a quarter, and then another quarter, and then, you know what I'm saying? And the kids learn how to break change and how to give change back and stuff like that.
Okay. I am actually at, there are a few games for cash register. There are some grocery store cash register games, supermarket games.
Yeah, stuff like that. And that's the kind of stuff I want to put on there where, you know, the kids can learn. And then there'll be some other games. Okay, you know, I'm taking my money to the bank and I put it in and I'm going to earn interest. And then, you know, in 1 week I get this much money back. How much interest did I earn? You know, blah, 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 stuff like that.
All right. Okay. So I see that you have already started to work on your project and there is already a website that's already out there, fiercebabycoin.com, right?
Yeah. And that's not the final website. That's just, you know, that's the landing page right now. We've got the website fixing to go up with all the different links and everything like that. So that's all going to be complete here pretty quick.
Okay,
we've got the
great
white paper done. I've got the,
Yeah, continue.
And then also there'll be another section where the parents can use. And they will go to that section, and there'll be a lot of links and everything that they can find out information on how to open a 521 savings account for their kid, how to open a custodial savings account, all the different ways they can save money for their child. And then there'll be another section called Parents University where they can go in, and we'll have different times. We'll have different lessons for the parents to take so that they can learn how to save and how to at the different age levels what they can teach their kids and the different things they can teach their kids.
Great. So, like, you already have a roadmap for just how everything is working and how everything will come together, right? And
yeah,
you have a perfect project. Okay, this is something that I would want you to share with me, so we would know on which steps that you will need our help. So, who is actually creating this website for you?
It's a company called. Hang on, just a second.
They don't do applications?
I haven't talked to them yet. They're an Indian company. They're really good at what they're doing. But I haven't really talked to them about it yet. I'm just trying to get some ideas about the cost and stuff like that from some people.
Well, there's like difference between cost if you are an onshore company and if you are actually exporting your work out to an offshore company.
No, they're just developing the coin. They're helping me develop the coin and the memes and the NFTs and stuff like that.
Okay. But and the website too, right? So if you're hiring
the website is integrating in with the development of coin. That's why.
Right, of course. So you can totally understand. There is a lot of difference in between a paycheck of a developer or a designer who is working in a first world country and compared to a third world country, right? So the difference between the project and its cost actually differs when we talk about this one. If they are actually, I don't know, if they are charging you per hour rate or a project.
No, we had a flat project cost.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they will be actually calculating it per hour at their end.
I'm really happy with them. We've been working on this for a long time. I'm very happy with them. They're doing a great job. They're a very reputable company.
What's the name again?
I don't want to disclose that right now.
Okay, that's fine. There are actually a few good
companies. Is this something you guys do?
Well, we do. We do. We do websites, we do games, we do applications, okay, anything, we do software, ERP, anything related to development, we do that work.
Yeah.
Okay, as I said, I would want you to share the roadmap, the plan that you have, okay, and from there, we would know that where we are coming at. I would also want you to share the names of the games, like 5 or 6 games that you told me, so we can actually see if we can import those games in the application that we will be creating for you. Okay. Or if we can't actually get an API or SDK for a game that we can include in our application, then we will go to the other option 2, that we are going to create the game from at our end.
Okay, well, do you have an email or something I can?
My
email.
Yes, I will send you an email with my company profile.
Send me an email and tell me what you need, and let me break it all down for you, and I'll email you back.
Perfect.
Okay?
That works.
All right, thank you.
Fine. Thank you, Keith. Thank